to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on RenegadeRadio.com. Also, Stitcher, Spotify, Deezer, Google, Apple, TuneIn, Radio Public, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's the Dark Mark Show. And I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. But tonight is not about me. Well, I guess it's a little about me because it's my show. But tonight's really about my co-host. I'm going to flip the camera around so you can see her. Trust me. Oh, hold on. What's going on here?
I broke the camera. I'm too old.
No, I don't know about that. But that's, there we go.
That's me.
That's Hannah Bach.
Look at the beautiful lighting in the studio.
Actually, the lighting's pretty good on you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Last week, I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't see last week's. How was
that?
Yeah,
horrible. It had a still on it. I was like, whoa.
Oh, okay. No, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I think you're taking it out of context. That's Hannah Bach, everybody.
Hi.
Everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, and it's her birthday.
It is.
Actually, this week. It's your birthday on Sunday. But
it's on Sunday, but we're
taping
celebrating
Thursday. It's going to air on Friday. It's going to be on the podcast stations on Saturday. It's going to be on YouTube. So who do I get? Well, first off, I asked you to book the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
technical difficulties with
the
camera.
No, that's okay. I'll get that. Okay. Well, all you YouTube people, you missed all the preamble of Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. That's Hannah Bach. It's her birthday, so it's good that you missed it because there's nothing to miss. So it's Hannah's birthday, and I said, hey, you can book anybody that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And who'd you book?
An old friend of the Dark Mark
Show. Who did you book?
Who did I book? I didn't book anybody. This was a surprise.
Yes, the surprise is your BFF.
That I know. On the Dark Mark Show.
Yes. Stand-up comedian extraordinaire, podcaster herself. What was the name of your podcast again?
There's Something Wrong With Me.
There's Something Wrong With You, but There's Nothing Wrong With You. That's Nikki Wants.
Hello.
Everybody loves Nikki. And we're going to talk about it because of all the guests. And trust me, half the guests they come on the show, become you just have this easy banter with them, and you become BFFs real quick.
I become friends with them. I do, like acquaintance friends, party friends.
But not like Nikki.
Not like Nikki. Nikki and I just really connected. We talk pretty much every single day. And thanks, Mark, for like cooking up this friendship.
I know. Thanks. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, no problem. Awesome. Well, before we get started, let me talk about the sponsors real quick. And one of which we're going to experience today.
Yeah.
But Audible. Audibletrial.com/DMS. Now, I've given up trying to get people to read books or listen to audiobooks because it doesn't seem to be working. You know what else Audible has? Audible has comedy albums.
Ooh, so, I didn't know that.
Well, how about this? They just started with all the Bill Hicks albums. Matter of fact, you can get the Bill Hicks collection. That's 3.5 hours of Bill Hicks for free if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Also, you can get Jim Gaffigan, Chris Rock. I didn't know Janine Garofalo came out with an album last year. She's got a new album out. Whatever comedian you like, it's usually on there. I know Carlin Classic Gold by George Carlin is on there. And that, I paid like $25 when they had CDs for that. That's free. Wow. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS. But not only that would be great in and of itself to get the Bill Hicks collection or Carlin Classic Gold. They have two Audible originals along with any book or a comedy album or anything you want to say. You know what else? You know what? They have a continuation of the Alien saga, Ripley and Alien.
Interesting.
You know who stars in the first one?
John Hurt.
Stalker Channing does a voice. Your favorite from Grease. She's aged into the role, and now she's doing Alien Audible. And then the second one has Rutger Hauer doing a voice.
You know what? I'm just playing a video game with him in it.
There you go. You can get a comedy album, get two Audible originals. Those aren't the only Audible originals, obviously. There's Bob Newhart interviewing new comics, young and fresh and upcoming comics like Sarah Silverman, Will Ferrell. Please. Hi, Bob. That's a show. That's a novel original. You can get that. Billy Crystal wrote a play. Kevin Kline and Annette Bening are in the play. You can get that. You can get Stephen Fry has a show about the scandals of the Victorian age. Whatever you want, you get a free book or comedy album or play or whatever they have, and two Audible originals. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS.
Scandals of the Victorian Age. That sounds juicy.
No, with Stephen Fry, too. That's going to be great. And also, Doomy's Home Cooking. We are going to Doomy's Home Cooking after the show.
We are.
At 1253 Vine Street. It's the best vegan food you ever had. Now, have you ever been to Doomy's?
I have.
Okay, so then you know.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It is.
What did you get last time you were in Doomy's?
I got a burger. I got the bacon Western like burger.
Which is all vegan.
All vegan, and the bacon tastes like real bacon.
Mm, it's so good.
Yes,
it's so good. And the Oreos, of course, the fried Oreos.
Oh, you got to have the deep fried Oreos.
You have to have those. They're delicious.
Yeah, I've only had the carrot cake because that's my grandpa's favorite, so I'll get a big slice and we'll split it the next day.
You've never had the deep fried Oreos?
Yeah, tonight.
I haven't had an Oreo in almost 2 decades.
Well, wait a second. Oreos are vegan.
I know, but they have a bunch of additives, so I'm the kind of vegan that like watches like all the additives.
I know, you're not a junk food vegan.
Yeah, I'm not
all,
a junk food vegan.
You don't even eat honey. We had the whole honey debate.
I don't.
Well, when you're I don't think you should.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
I mean, it's not. Right? It's not.
But you're not harming the animal getting the.
They do.
Yeah, but
actually.
It's bee puke.
Huh?
It's bee puke. Yeah.
It's bee puke, yeah. No, Pecky. I get that. Anyway.
I mean, eggs are chicken, period. But
they are chicken, period.
No, they're chicken abortions, let's be honest.
No, that's true.
Mm hmm.
Anyway, I don't want to gross everybody out. Go to
we had on the show.
Doomy's Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Street. Also, they have a new store in Culver City, which the address isn't coming up. But
it's in City Terrace.
It's in City Terrace in Culver City, and also they have a Doomy's Home Cooking, because there's an apostrophe at the end. Doomy's Home Cooking. In Toronto.
I also would like to mention that the one in City Terrace actually has gluten-free options for dessert.
Such as?
Cookies and brownies, from what I saw online.
Doesn't Das Baker in Hollywood have gluten-free desserts?
I didn't ask. I don't know. I'm always really, hammered by the time I walk in there.
Okay, well.
I'm like, I'll eat anything.
Really? And then you get carrot cake. Anyway, also, we have our new sponsor. Our surprise sponsor last week that I had no fucking idea about.
My beautiful cousin.
Your beautiful cousin who is part of Seven Leaves CBD. Now listen to this. You get a promo code MOB for free shipping. Go to www.7leavescbd. What am I talking about, CBT? CBD. See, I don't even smoke. I don't even smoke marijuana. www.7leavescbd. C as in cat, B as in boy, D as in David.com. Why is their CBD oil different? I'll tell you. There's a unique vapor extraction process. It's only two ingredients in this oil. It's organically Colorado-grown hemp, so you know that's good, and responsibly sourced organic MCT oil. CBT, MCT, there's so many initials. Terpene-rich and bottled in blue Myron glass, which keeps the product potent and extends shelf life. They also have other products, they have two different salves, cayenne peppermint. Ooh, I bet that burns.
That's when you have.
What was that? Yeah, I know that burns. And lavender. Well, of course, I was using that to clean my asshole, but that's a whole different story. And lavender calendulo. They also have tattoo spray, which is amazing shit. The only way, the easy way to heal tattoos and help with pain. And pet CBD coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So go to www.7leavescbd.com. Now, let's get into it. Let's get into this. This is going to be some raucous conversation. Now, we have some birthday wishes first.
Aww.
For Hannah. Everybody can't wait to wish Hannah a happy birthday. Matter of fact, Bree Walker.
Oh, Bree.
Anchorwoman, actress. Do you know Bree Walker? You've heard of Bree Walker?
Hi, Bree.
She was on Nip Tuck. She was on Carnival.
We'll tell you about my grandpa's muse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Bree Walker says, Hannah, happy birthday, sweetness. You're the light in so many eyes. A warrior woman of true strength.
Oh, Bree. Thank you, Bree.
Jill Love, who was here last week.
Jill. Yes.
Says, wow, amazing. Another year among us. Thank you. You got this. This is our year. 2019 is bringing, I should say it in her accent, but Wow, amazing. Another year of mangas. Thank mm-hmm. you. You have got this. This is our year. 2019 is bringing to all of us all of our dreams come true on a gold platter. Happy birthday, beautiful Hannah. Wishing you a wonderful rest of the night. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill.
Alabama Valentine.
Aww.
Hannah, so excited it's your birthday. I just adore you and wish you tons of joy and amazing musical experiences in the upcoming year. Rock on. Now, Nikki.
Thank you, Alabama.
Now, Nikki, you know, there's more to come. Now, Nikki, what is it about Hannah that you became BFFs right off the bat? Because you've been on many podcasts, and I don't see you making connections like this.
I know. I don't. Yeah. I think she was just like so warm and welcoming, and we it's like when your soul connects, you know, and you just like, I felt like we knew each other already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were just so cool and mystical. Welcoming. It was just very, you know.
And our sense of humor was just like.
Yeah. And we have the same type of humor. We have had the same stories with it when it comes to fellas.
Yeah, we really have. At the same time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
No, but you got stories that she doesn't have. I've heard a couple of stories.
She knows a couple things that I didn't tell you. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, trouble. I'm in trouble.
Does it have anything to do with kitty litter?
Kitty litter.
Exactly. So, if you go to YouTube and go and look on the old Dark Mark show, Kitty Litter with Nikki Wants and Tanya Estrada and Suze Thomas.
I forgot how I had the slave that that tried to eat my kitty litter, and I was like, "It'll kill you." And he's like, "He wore this contraption on his penis."
Oh,
caught a lover.
Yeah, see, there's a few different things. Now,
yeah, he was just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead, please.
Yeah, let's talk about the cock cage.
Oh, the cock cage. I'm like,
wait, do you know about the cock cage?
I know what a cock cage is, but I don't know about it.
Yeah, what about
it? Yeah, did I tell you? I told that I had the slave, and he was a teacher, and I met him on AOL chat, though, when he just came up and his name was Pet Rock.
Oh.
And then he was
those were the days.
Those were the days. And then he cleaned my house. He rearranged my clothes and did everything with my clothes. And then he was, you know, I would make him do stuff and I'd beat him and everything. Like, we never had anything sexual. I mean, obviously. But he would have, like, a boner with a cock cage.
Wow.
And he'd a huge, and I still
that's
was like.
That's somebody that's committed.
He is.
Because you know it's going to hurt you.
And it's like, when he walked into my house, like, he walked into my door and he looked a certain way. And then right when I opened my door, his face changed. And I'll never remember. I'll never describe it. It was just like this, hi. And it was like, you know, it was like, oh, here's submissive. Here, hi, how are you? Oh. And then just.
Was he happy to see you or sad to see you?
He was happy, but it was like this submissive fate. It was really odd, and I've never seen anything like it. And then I would take all his money out of his wallet and get pizza and vodka and cigarettes.
Ooh.
And have him organize my shit. And then he tried to eat my kitty. He was like, do you want me to eat it? And I was like, no, that will kill you, you know? And then I had a friend come over once, and I was beating him when he was cleaning my tub. My friend's like, he's deep psychological problems. And I was like, well, my kitchen looks amazing.
Right.
You can eat all, if it's not me, someone else. Yeah. Look at this tub. You can eat off this tub. Hey, eat that litter off the tub.
Right.
And then clean it. Dirty man.
Yes.
Philly.
I bet he wanted to drink your bath water, the whole thing, right?
He didn't try to drink any of my bodily fluids either.
Okay.
But he did give me a massage when he left once, and I was like, ugh. It was like the best massage.
And he had a huge dick, if I recall.
And correctly. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch anything.
You noticed.
He's just there to service your house.
Well, then he was like, I want to come over out with your friends, and I want to hang out with you, and then I'll buy all your drinks, but I'll sit in the corner. And then he got really aggressive. And he started getting very weird. He was like, you don't know about my life. I live in Bed-Stuy. And I was like, ugh. I'm done with this.
Oh, he's going gangsta on you? Is that what he's doing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really, you're fired from
done.
Giving me money.
Right?
You're fired from, you know, it's bad when you're firing someone, but it's giving you money.
Right. Yeah, sometimes you know? It's just not worth it. You're just like,
not worth the trouble.
I'll clean my own house.
You know, it's like, I'll hire somebody, actually.
Now, have any men, like, wanted to sit in the corner for you with you and your friends? And how submissive has a man gotten for you?
Ah.
So I know there's a lot of Dark Mark show viewers that worship you. So
I do have men which I never even like realize. I'll walk into like a bar or something. They'll be like, "Hey, Hannah, here, boom, hands me drinks. Here, here, here. And I was with one of my...
I'm not talking Bill Cosby. I'm talking about like...
No, not Bill Cosby. And they're like, do you want this? Do you want that? I'll buy you whatever you want. Here, here. But I never take advantage of it. If they're going to buy me a drink, that's cool. And I had my guy friend with me. He's like, do you see what's going on? How many people come up to you and adore you and just hand you a drink? I wish I was a pretty
yes.
girl.
I've told you that myself.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see it. I'm just like, oh.
Oh, and by the way, I was looking, and this is a whole this is a different segue. I was looking on Audible, and they do have comedy albums. They do not have Bill Cosby or Louis C.K. I know they used to. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, I've had offers to like clean my house, massage me, things like that.
But you don't like submissive guys.
I don't like being touched by certain people. I don't want to be massaged.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, he just grabbed my shoulders. I didn't expect it, and I think that was. But I was like, ooh, you know, it just. Yeah. And then it was not even that long, but it was so. It was so like. And you said.
Yeah.
And I'll never. I mean, I was like, 21.
Right now, since we've seen you, you lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
You're oh. always pretty. You look even as prettier than ever.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes. Someone blush.
What? I noticed that you lost weight. Everybody notices that.
I know, but I don't even, like, I don't notice that much.
And this is, you know, I've always found you attractive. You know that.
I know. It's thank you.
Yeah, from a respectful distance. Right?
Yes, yes.
No, there
yes.
was that one time I was really fucking drunk and said, you know, if I was going to, if there's only one comic I would actually go out with, that would be you. And then
when
I backed
off. Did you say that to me?
Yeah, it was at the Hollywood Hotel. I'm like, I don't date comics, but if I did, I would date you. And you just kind of laughed it off, and which is good.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember that?
No.
God,
yeah.
Now I feel like an asshole for even saying
that.
Oh,
my God, I totally remember that. That was so nice.
Oh, now you remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Like, that,
that's, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
but the reason I say this is because your Facebook posts always give me material to talk about with you.
Oh, God.
So today's Facebook post was about fat shaming.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, what about it?
You know what? I just wanted to ask people's opinions. I want to actually ask, because I think it's like there's so many different things you could say about it. Like, there's such, like, some people, like, how people feel about it. Some people think it's like, well, you shouldn't be overweight because it's first world problems. Some countries you can't even, but then some countries, if you're skinny, you get shamed. I think that you shouldn't be shamed, period.
Well, where, what country do you get shamed for being skinny? Because I want to move there.
For being skinny?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Probably.
Somewhere Slavic, I'm sure.
Italy?
No.
Yeah. Wait.
Back in the day.
There's no country where you're shamed for being skinny. Let's be honest. There's zero country in the world where you get shamed for being skinny.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's just
maybe
back,
Antarctica.
Back
maybe
medieval
Antarctica.
Time.
That's about it.
Maybe medieval times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but poor. I think that, like, they're...
Now, what...
But people even here get skinny shamed. Because it's like, oh, you're bony ass.
What is
this,
LA?
You know,
this is jealousy, though. Because yeah, I do that. But... I'm like, ugh,
no, but you starve yourself, fair. Too. And you're hardly fat. And you never were.
You were like, so the opposite.
Yes. Why do you starve yourself?
Because
what is
it, therapy? I look at food and I gain weight. I mean, I've struggled.
No, you don't. You
well,
don't.
Honestly, like, okay, open book here. I've struggled with an eating disorder since I was 15 years old.
Okay.
So.
All right. So I am fat. And I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, don't
let's be honest.
Oh.
No, let's be honest. Let's be honest. I should be. There's no excuse. I shouldn't be skinnier. It's diet and exercise. You lost weight. People lose weight.
You know what it was? It was also, and you guys.
It's all self control, and I don't have it.
Well, it's. I think it's just. You started were like you, I just got a different really. I went vegan.
When you were,
and now I'm vegetarian, but no, I mean I eat cheese.
Now, when you were heavier, were you fat shamed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've gotten called fat.
Now, define fat shame. What is fat shaming?
Well, like, the, you know, all the fat ass, like, that's a big ass bitch there. Like, I remember getting off the stage a few times when doing comic, look at her big fat ass. And I'm like, wow, it's awesome. Actually, it's a really good friend of mine, kind of, when we were in Malaysia, I was a lot heavier. And we got off doing the elephant. When I bathed the elephant, I don't know if, like, the Facebook post of me bathing, I was, like, the happiest day. It was amazing. I'll never forget it. But you're wet, you know? But I had on leggings and a t-shirt, and she took a photo of me from behind.
Right.
Because I was walking, and it was like, she's like, Nikki, I mean, and I was like, I just kind of sunk, you know? I'm like, yeah, my goodness. But I was going through a lot of stuff. And I think it's also with your weight, I feel like it's I know that I'm totally I don't believe in organized religion. I think it's bullshit, but I do believe in some sense of spirituality. And once you get right with yourself a little bit, because I started, you know, just getting right with me and like what I want and who I am. Mm-hmm. And once I did, the weight started falling off.
All right. First off, whoever said that in the comedy show, that's fucking, you know.
And when you get off stage.
Fuck
and,
them. I know the comic's trying to be funny or, you know, trying to, you know, whatever. But I've never gone off stage and had somebody say that to me. And I'm way bigger than you are.
And you were a man. And, like, you're a man. I feel like with women, they feel like it's socially acceptable to be like, oh, look at you. Like, I bet,
why is that?
You know, never missed a meal, you know, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like dudes, well, I feel like it's so much more socially. I mean, it's like, if you watch it's off the top of my head, like something like the King of Queens, you know, it's like.
But I could go the other way and tell you that my biggest YouTube video exponentially, hopefully this video will have more views, but this one has like 300,000 views, was me at the BBW Con. The Big Beautiful Women Convention. People, men love big, beautiful women.
No, and my ex, the one that I was with the last time I was on the show, that we were, you know, he left me. Well, no, I broke up with him. It was mutual because he's not a very nice person. But the next woman he was with is about 400 pounds, 450.
Good for them.
Like, but he's really into women.
And I would even say, and I've had this argument with a lot of women that I see heavier women do very well dating wise more than heavier men.
Well, they got the confidence.
There's no big beautiful man convention. But here's the thing. Now, speaking of comedy, and I know that there was another post that you posted. But this is a while ago, where you said that. You were frustrated because saw Amy Schumer, and her stuff was similar to yours.
That was like 5 years ago.
I understand. That's why I told you it was a while ago.
He's digging.
No, but not a while ago, like 6 months or even three. Like that was like.
No, I remember these things. I have a memory for stupid shit. But and I'm not saying, you know, and I'm not saying she stole your jokes. She stole a lot of other people's jokes. Oh, but she stole that. To me, her whole persona and her whole act. Speaking of Jeanine Garofalo, was stolen from Jeanine Garofalo, who in my mind was never fat, but her whole bit was like, I'm chubby, nobody thinks I'm hot. And I always thought she was beautiful, and I think she's an underrated comic.
I think she's really underrated.
Well, yes, I mean, I would say probably more than half women comics that I see are doing a riff of what Jeanine Garofalo did 20 years ago.
Well, and it's just like, that's why, and you were asking me if I'm doing comedy anymore. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I'm restructuring everything because it's like when you have a microphone in front of you, what are you going to say? And I'm tired of being like, oh, I'm a pussy. Oh, I'm drunk. Oh, this dude. You know, I'm just like over that shit. I'm like, everyone does that shit. And I feel like I'm more intelligent than that. I think I have more to say. So I'm restructuring what I want to talk about because it's like, I don't want people to look at me and be like, oh, this girl is, you know, she's always drunk and she's always making bad decisions. And I never said I was a role model or I'll ever be one, but I would rather like present something to people that are like, oh, wow, you know, she is like a cool chick that, you know, has maybe been through a lot and she came out of it. And my story can help someone in a funny way.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to like. I like to take people out of their days that are not good, but at the same time, I don't want to be that person that's, you know, that's like, you know, vagina times all the time. But even though I was like, I was just writing a joke about how my pussy's on an eat, pray, love situation happening.
Well, that's funny. But women can relate to that, especially at our age when you like you're in your 30s. But since we're talking about like your post, my favorite post, and I had to repost this, when you said, Joey Ramone is what you get when you bury Jim Morrison in the Pet Cemetery.
That was the best ever. That was a while ago, too.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't. And like,
I put it on my Instagram, too, and I was like, go follow Nikki Wants. This is awesome.
And it's kind of like, if you think about it.
Now, wait a second. That's so ugly shaming. That's so ugly shaming. He can't help what he looks like or what he looked like.
Yeah, but he still got Joey laid.
Ramone. I met Joey
I love
Ramone.
The Ramones. Hannah hates the Ramones. I love
I
them.
I do hate the Ramones.
She's the one person I know that's heard of the Ramones and hates the Ramones.
I do. I can't do the whiny shit. I love the Sex Pistols because Johnny has a growl, you know, because I like that. But
you know what? When I used to work in paparazzi, they had a picture of another. Here's fat shaming. Coming back to fat shaming, because he got really big. Mm. And I was like, Johnny Rotten diet.
Oh, no. Yeah, Johnny Rotten gained a lot of weight. And they're fat shaming him. They're fat shaming him now, yeah.
Johnny Rotten doesn't give a fuck about anything.
He does not
though.
Give a fuck.
He'd be like, oh, fuck you, mate.
He's still got that tooth missing. He's huge now.
But he's been with the same woman for like 25 years.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
And never had kids.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't want children.
Now, same since here. You've been skinny, nobody's shaming you anymore? Is that what happened?
I don't know what anyone's saying. I'm a hermit.
Are people treating you nicer now? Besides us, we loved you no matter what.
You will mean no matter what I am.
Yeah, I love you before and after.
I love you too.
No, because I'll tell you,
Sweet.
So are people treating you better now?
I guess. I don't know. They're not shaming you? Well, I'm not getting shamed. I'm not coming off stage being like, she's a big old fat. Is she a great big fat person?
Buffalo Bill.
Is she a great big fat person? But I don't know. I guess.
Okay, because I'll tell you.
I'm not on any of the dating apps, or I'm not, you know, doing anything of that nature, so I'm not getting.
You don't need to. I'll screenshot
by the way,
Tinder.
By the way, did you ever see that I swiped on you on Tinder a couple times?
No.
Yeah, I swiped on you a couple. I guess you swiped
I never
left.
Even saw, but I never even saw you,
you
on
swiped
Tinder
left
ever.
At me. No, I swiped, and I swiped on Hannah because I wanted to proofread my Tinder profile.
Which was fine.
Yeah, and it's fine.
But did I like you then?
No.
I don't think I ever saw you though on the Tinder.
No, like the second time I texted you, I'm like, I just swiped you on your Tinder.
And I never saw you.
Yeah. Well, I guess they filtered me out. But I was going to say, I've got the quote as far as fat shaming. I remember seeing some VH1 special, and this will transition into Hannah, but CeCe DeVille talked about that when he got off drugs, he gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And he said people treated him so much worse than when he was, you know, in his perception, fat, although I'm sure he wasn't that fat, than when he was on drugs.
Oh, damn, that voice should have been shamed.
Okay, wait a second. Like a now your voice that shaming.
No, I have my own like dislike for CeCe DeVille and it's personal.
Why CeCe DeVille is the guitarist for Poison
if people are under
40 years old.
You know what though? I have.
Now, why do you dislike CeCe DeVille?
Yeah.
So one night I was coming out of work at the Rainbow when
I DJ'd
there. Pick
up that guitar and talk to me.
And there's this little dude with this big puffball hair walking in front of me. It's like, whatever, not paying attention. He keeps looking around and turning around at me and just giving me dirty looks like I was stalking him or something. I was just walking to my car.
He wasn't checking you out or anything?
No, he was with some tall, like, Botox blonde.
Yeah?
So.
I love Rock of Love. That was, like, my guilty. I just watched Rock of Love, like, maybe 6 months ago. And I watched all three seasons in, like,
I watched it all, too, yeah.
And it was such, beautiful garbage.
It is. And I actually made friends with a couple of the girls.
I love some of those girls.
Yeah, some of them are really nice, and the other ones really skanky.
They partay.
Yeah, they did.
Well, speaking of party, Stanton LaVey said, the notorious Stanton LaVey sends a Hail Hannah for her birthday show. Ryan Talmo, who we talked about before the show, says to you, your sweetheart beyond all means. We met only once, but after that, you are family. Something about nostalgia. Love your friend. Happy birthday, Hannah. Many more to come.
Thank you, Ryan.
Cyrus Pym.
Cyrus.
Who swallowed a sword and ate a light bulb on air. Says, happy womb eviction day, pretty lady.
Aw, thank you.
Angie Crumb. One of our favorite comics.
I love her.
She's all three. Yeah, we need her and you on the show.
I was thinking about that, but when I got Nikki, I was like, I think it'll be fine with just Nikki. She says, how awesome. Tell her double the birthday spankings, LOL.
Yeah.
And Lenora Claire.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I like her. I think she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Well, she says that, she wanted to wish you a happy birthday and tell you that she thinks you're a beautiful ray of sunshine dressed in black.
Oh, thank you so much.
So this is why I want to transition into.
I'm gonna cry.
No, I want there's more. Anyway, but I wanted to transition into the rainbow. Rainbow stories.
Rainbow stories. Well, first, before we do that, I'm actually having a huge birthday party there on Saturday. So you guys are all welcome to join. Come down, say hi. We're taking over the jukebox, and we're going to have some fun.
And if you don't come to my show. Go ahead.
If you don't go to Mark's show or show up after.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got rival shows.
No, go ahead. Yeah. But you were saying, because you worked at the Rainbow, you were a DJ at the Rainbow.
I was a
You're
DJ always at the Rainbow. Soundcheck,
And to me, the Rainbow is like a time machine. Mm-hmm. You walk out, and Morgan, you got to go to Rainbow at least once. Morgan's our engineer. Mm-hmm. And because you walk, it's 2019, you walk in, it's 1989, you're in a Skid Row video. Everybody's dressed in spandex. I don't know where they get the spandex, but right?
Yeah.
Metal never died.
Well, I don't consider spandex metal. That's like butt rock.
But you've seen spandex at the Rainbow.
Oh, I have seen spandex bent over at the Rainbow. Right. It's not pretty.
It's covered in vomit.
Covered in vomit. And some cocaine. Shit they're trying to take home. Be like, oops, I'm taking you.
Now, here's the thing about the Rainbow. Now, I've been to the Rainbow many a time, and I've seen the regulars there. Ron Jeremy, I've seen there, our former guest. I've seen Chuck Zito. I've seen
Deborah Dutch.
By the way, speaking of that, Deborah Dutch...
she'll be there.
No, you're setting me up too easy. Deborah Dutch said that I wish her a very happy birthday. With all her dreams coming true, she's beautiful and talented. She's a star. Shine on bright star throughout this world, near and far. All loves and blessings, Debbie. And that's
Debbie Dutch, the star
of Bruce Lee Fights Back from the Grave. And Meat Hook Massacre 5, among other movies.
Thanks, love. I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, but...
so good.
So I've seen all the regulars there, except I never met Lemmy. Everybody said that.
I did.
He was always there, but I never met him. Now, do you want to talk? Do you want to talk Lemmy stories?
I'll talk a Lemmy story.
I only have one. She's got.
Yeah. So I'm still coming out of my shell. I'm very late bloomer. I was always so shy every time I'd see Lemmy. I kind of bow my head with my equipment and walk upstairs.
Very submissive.
And, he had a girlfriend who absolutely loved me, and she didn't like anybody, so she'd always give me hugs and kisses and come up on the dance floor and dance around. But he had his last album that he had released years ago, he had autographed and signed and had his agent bring it up to me, and I had left it there and someone stole it that I worked with.
Yeah. Asshole.
Big asshole. But, yeah, and, you know, every time a fan would come up to him and there'd be hundreds a night, he was always a gentleman, always took a photo. He was never an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed him because I've been there plenty of times.
He was always in the corner. Now I kind of sit in that corner now.
And he was he would play that the game.
Yeah,
I've been by the game. Yeah. I heard about the game thing.
Drink his Jack and Coke.
It was Jack and Coke. Yeah, have a Jack and Coke.
So tell us about the meeting Lemmy at the Rainbow story.
But I saw him and I did a triple take, and then I was like, oh my god.
I mean, the warts would give it away, right?
Yeah. Well, and
go ahead. So you
did
a triple take, and you're like, oh.
And I was like, oh my god, I have a shirt that says Lemmy for president,
right?
And with his photo of him. Aww. And like the Iron Cross instead of stars, and right. And he was like, where's that shirt? I was like, it's at my house. He's like, I've never seen that one. Oh, why have I never seen that shirt? That's a good one. Aww. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have that shirt on me right now, but you want to come home?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go home with him. But I would want to just hang out with him. I would be like,
yes, of course, yeah.
I would want to, no, but I would want to do, I would probably just want to party with him.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Be like, I just party with him.
He was a ladies' man, though. He would turn on the charm.
I know, it's just kind of that charisma.
Did he have that charisma? I don't know.
Yeah, he kind of had this, he had that thing about him that was just, but it was like this tenderness and the sweetness and like, but he had that era about him that, you know, it's like.
So what's your favorite Motorhead song?
Love You Like a Reptile.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
That's maybe.
Yeah.
And of course, Ace of Spades, though. I've always wanted to, like, if I was in a band, I'd want to cover that. But, like,
besides Ace of Spades, what's your
everyone
favorite?
Everyone loves Ace of Spades.
I don't have just one. Like, The Chase is Better Than the Catch is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Hellraiser, Lost Women Blues. Like, I love that so much. So.
Dogs.
Rough.
No, that's my favorite.
Oh, Dogs.
there's a few. I also like Iron Fist.
Iron Fist is good.
And Eat the Rich. But anyway, so Who else? What other stars did you come across? No, let me tell you.
I met Sebastian Bach. He was a dick.
Really?
Yeah. He seems like he would be a dick.
Such a dick.
I saw
Jesse
him.
Jesse Camp. He was so sweet.
Oh, my God.
He gave me a big hug and showed me his, like, phone. It was New Year's Eve. I was working one night.
Oh, okay, my God. Jesse Camp. I have the best story. Okay?
Okay.
So the night I met Joey Ramone.
Right.
I used to know this guy named George Tabb that was in this band called Furious George. And I went to see them at the Continental in New York City. And he's friends with Joey Ramone. And I didn't know he was going to be there or anything. And I went to see George. And then all of a sudden I look over and there's Joey Ramone. I'm like, and you know, because how can you miss Joey Ramone?
Yeah.
And I just ran up to him and I was like, hi. I'm like, Joey Ramone, you're my hero. And I just like threw my arms around him. And he was like, real.
He looked like Jim Morrison got fucked up.
You know, just like, just woke up dead, you know? Yeah. And then I left and I was like, oh my God, I met Joey Ramone. And I was with my friend Sean. And I walk out and there's Jesse Camp is in the dumpster eating bagels and he's like really high and then he just starts vomiting everywhere like it, this like projector and he's like, wow. And I was like, Jesse Camp, I feel so, and then I just saw him doing like bagels and eat and then starts vomiting and I was like, oh my God, I just wanted to like go up and hug him, but then I would.
What are they putting those bagels?
Heroin, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, but that was like the night I saw Jesse Camp. And
go ahead.
I had a wild summer with Edward Furlong. I can't go into like full detail because my grandfather listens to this show, but we had a wild summer together. And
really?
I actually got to turn him down. And I grew up like loving him, and he wanted to sleep with me so bad. But I was like, no, we're friends. But like, he introduced me to like different parts of life like I had never experienced. And he actually taught me how to parallel park.
That's the actor from Terminator 2.
And, yeah.
And the worst Crow sequel, Crow Wicked Prayer. But go ahead.
With Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was one point we were like hammered running up Sunset trying to run from TMZ. It was a great summer. And he used to call me his masturbation material.
How sweet is that?
Right. He's like, hey, sweetheart, my masturbation material. Because I'd see him every time
he
got out of jail.
That guy. What a. He knows what to say to the girls.
Him in his little Mickey Mouse shirt.
No wonder you didn't want to sleep with him.
Yeah. He wasn't John Connor anymore.
But I think that's nice. I mean, like that meme that says you're someone's reason to masturbate. A friend of mine sent me that like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, that's nice. It's nice.
That is really nice. I got picked on in high school and called ugly, and everybody loved Furlong. And now I'm like, now what?
Yeah.
And then the rumors started from people from high school that I was dating him because we had photos together. I'm just like, I'm not going to say shit.
Is that really something sweet to say? Is that I jerk off to you?
Well,
I would never say that.
I got picked on so bad in high school, I almost dropped out.
Right.
Because
if it comes from Edward Furlong, then yes.
And because everybody like obsessed over Edward Furlong, all the girls made fun of me. Yeah. So I was just like, what now?
Edward Furlong?
Yeah. I mean, he was
Terminator
hot.
2 was like a big deal. That's
and then
cool.
American History
was, like,
X, which was on last
for.
Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you stayed up, you're like, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
I thought I think he's attractive.
Not now. He did too many drugs and he really messed himself up. But he has a good heart.
I think. No. Somebody I know that isn't he married to some woman? That
he was married and they got a divorce and she's remarried. And then he got hooked up with that other crazy actress chick.
Well, speaking of actresses, but one that's not crazy, Diane Franklin.
Diane!
The star of Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
And she says, hello, Hannah. This is Princess Joanna. Wishing you a most excellent birthday from a fellow Aquarian.
Oh, thank you, and happy birthday to you, too.
You recall she was in Bill and Ted as the princess.
Yeah, and she's princess so lovely.
She's so nice. And also, Casey T. Girl sends her warmest hugs to Hannah.
Hugs to you, too.
Yes. So anyway, but I was going to ask, what was your best and worst Valentine's, since that's coming up?
I think my best Valentine's Day is coming up because we're doing an anti-Valentine's Day at a bar with a bunch of my awesome friends. I've never had a Valentine's Day date ever.
Really?
I've gotten dumped like 4 years in a row.
I've gotten dumped before Valentine's Day, which was last year and this year. So. Assholes.
This year?
Yeah. Got dumped about a month ago.
Yeah, but that's not right before Valentine's Day.
Kind of.
Anyway, but tell us about dumped is like, and I've had this happen, like February 12th. Yeah, no, I don't want to see you anymore. We're not going out on Valentine's Day.
Okay, like February 10th, actually on my birthday last year, was the official dumping.
Well, that guy's a piece of shit. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And looks like the lead singer of Anvil, but we're not going to get into it. But
I can say whatever you want. I don't give a flying fuck anymore.
Have you seen her ex-boyfriend? He looks like the lead singer of Anvil.
Oh my God, he really does.
He really does. So tell us, what are you?
But I was really young.
Huh?
I was really young when I got. I kept getting like broken up with when I was like in high school, on like Valentine's Day, and then like I dated a guy and he came over and my mom made me get him a present and I was, but I was young, I was like 15 or 16 or something. My mom shouldn't be asking me for present to get presents for anybody, and I have this guy, his name was Brandon,
right?
And he actually was in rehab with Gary Oldman.
Ooh, Gary Oldman.
Well, there you go.
There you go. When, like, I, but how, like,
now that's a good, that's an IMDb credit right there.
That's an IMDb. Right? And then he actually told me the story about Gary Oldman, because it's not my story. I probably shouldn't tell it, but then I don't care, whatever. As long as
fuck Gary Oldman. Go ahead, tell it.
Oh, no, it's a good
and
story.
And I love Gary Oldman.
No,
go
this
ahead.
Is great. This will make you love him. So then when they were roommates, and Gary Oldman had this sweater, I guess, this cashmere, like, polo sweater, and he loved it. And he was like, I love that sweater so much. And, you know, obviously Gary was like, fuck off. And then on Christmas Day, it was on his bed, and he was like, love Gary.
Oh, you know, that's
and
nice.
Gave him the sweater. It was really nice. And then he would go to, like Isabella Rossellini. He was dating Isabella. Ooh, so right. They would go to eat together and stuff, and they were so kind to him. So I'm like, I love Gary Oldman. And,
what was your best Valentine's Day?
I don't think I've ever had one.
You've never had a Valentine's Day that was good?
I don't think so.
Okay, what was the worst?
I can tell you a really sad story.
Well, the thing is, the guy got dumped with Valentine's
Day. This is a real good line of questioning.
I know, because I'm just like, ugh. We don't have enough time on this podcast. But the guy, then I got him a present. It was boxer shorts that were like hearts on them. And I was like, Mom, I don't think I should get him. I don't know what's going on with him. And he came over and I gave him the present. And then he's like, I'm breaking up with you for somebody else.
Oh.
And I was like.
Did you take the boxers back?
No. And it's like, he still kept them. And I'm like, you're such a turd. And then he found me on like MySpace and like stalked me and acted like a maniac. But he's married with children and acted really, really crazy.
Oh, was he sending you pictures of him in the underwear?
Oh, well, that would have been something else.
Yeah.
Like blackmail.
I would have, well, and then he was so physically, he just lost all appeal. And even anyway, because after what you did to me, I'm like, do you think that you'd ever?
Yeah, that happens. Know? That happens. We'll cry and be like, oh, we miss you. And then we'll get to that stage where we're just like, uh-oh.
I know. And I told you that I got three messages that blocked my ex. Three messages 2 days ago. 3 minutes long. I miss you so much. You're everything. You're the best. And I'm like, you were so terrible to me. And I'm like, why do you keep on being like, you know, it's done. So
yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me when they come back. When they come back and they're sweet and they're awesome, and there was like a misconnection or there was the timing wasn't right, and they come back and it's the most amazing. It could be the most beautiful and amazing future, you know, that could be awesome. But then there's some that come back and they're just like, you're like, oh, delete. Or Facebook block, and you're like, just go now.
Yeah,
just, you can
just
you
go
can.
Away.
But then there are some that come, and it's, you know, it's.
Oh, so you've gone back with the exes, you've rekindled things.
I mean, no, but you know, like there has been, you know, connections with people that have been, you know, very, very special.
Okay, well, just like our friend Knife Sotelo, who says who's the satanic rapper.
Oh, yeah. Said, he's awesome.
To Hannah, for most Satanists, our birthday is the most important festival in the world. It's a time to celebrate ourselves, the fact that we are here, that we have made it, that we have lived and learned. Despite the fact that some of us may not have wanted, or at least we're not concretely orchestrated, we're ecstatic. Even if no one else is, that we're here. You should give yourself a pat on your back. Buy yourself whatever you like. Treat yourself like the queen or goddess that you are. And generally celebrate your day of incarnation with as much pomp and ceremony as possible. From East L.A. with love, Knifer.
Thank you, sweetheart. He's a nice guy.
Yes. And Lindsay Stidham, our former engineer, who has her own podcast, Welcome to the Clambake. Hannah is both sweet, cool, and helps run one of the most unique and entertaining podcasts around. Happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Clambake is a great name.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It's awesome. That's an awesome name.
And Charlie Renegade of Renegade Radio says, Miss Hannah, really? The girl of dreams and the voice of sirens, but what you don't know is that she's a closet meat eater. Happy B-Day from the cast of Happy B-Day from the staff of Renegade and the girls at Band Babe.
Aw, thank you, Charlie.
Yes.
That
so,
was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how like sireny my voice is today because I still got that cold.
You sound fine. Right. And, I can't even tell.
Cyan St. James from Sanctuary LAX says, happy birthday, Hannah.
Hi.
I wish I was there to give out some sexy birthday spankings.
Ooh.
So.
They're welcome.
Yes. So, I had so many things I was going to talk. So anyway, so we were talking about the rainbow. We're talking about guys,
mm-hmm.
and so you've got a big birthday celebration. You got all your friends coming,
and I'm very shocked of how many people are coming. I'm very, very blessed.
There's a lot of people came last
in a non-religious way to have so many wonderful friends, and this being a part of the Dark Mark family, I'm just grateful and thank you so much.
But a lot of people came last year too, and they come every year.
The whole entire rainbow sang happy birthday to me. I was just like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were all high too. But that's nothing else.
But
Sebastian Bach, tell me that story. That's what I wanted to go back to.
Oh, you know, I was working at the rainbow one night, and it was New Year's Eve. I was coming downstairs. It was the same night I met Jesse Camp. And he's standing there just, you know, with his raspy old man voice, which is not the same anymore, with his little Bratz doll looking ex-wife.
18 and life digger.
Bratz doll.
We are the youth gone wild.
No, and I was watching him, and a couple, like, you know, people wanted autographs and photos, and he was being an asshole. He's like, no, I got to get out of here. Like, dude, it takes 2 fucking seconds. You're in the spotlight. You're a celebrity. That's your fucking job.
I went to see Skid Row once long, long time ago, and there was like 9 people there, maybe. But like, it was like 4 girls, I remember, in the corner, and they were just definitely like off their prime.
This was post Bach, or are you still in there?
No, it was post Bach. It was at Club Life in New York City at about 2001.
Right. Like Phil Verone was in the band?
I don't remember. I remember he had on gold lame pants, and he still looked pretty hot.
Yeah.
And then he had, there was like 3 women that were past their prime in like little, and my friend just looks, he's like, metal sluts, hell yeah. I'm like, there's like 3 of them.
Right.
He used to have like, you know, that oh, so many. And it's like,
no, he's
so,
got 3.
I was like, now he has 3.
You know what he's starting to look like now? Remember that woman that turned herself into like the cat woman to please her husband?
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Yeah, that's what he's starting to look like.
He's got that much plastic surgery?
I don't know what he did.
Wait, so now you're plastic surgery shaming.
No,
you know what?
She went too far, and she did that to please her asshole now ex-husband.
I'm paying a point with all the shame.
I want some plastic surgery.
I'm not shaming anybody.
I want plastic
surgery. I just
wanted
an opinion.
A certain way where you go too far.
Yeah, like, I mean, if it makes you feel better about yourself,
right.
Why stop?
And don't do it for a fucking man. Don't
do
that. Don't change anything about yourself for a man.
Absolutely
do it for
not.
You.
And that's the thing is, though.
Do it for a woman.
And then someone was saying on that Facebook post or whatever that they're like shaming. It's like it's shaming someone that's black or gay or something. That's the same thing as fat shaming. But then the other person was like, I guess in the feed was like, no, because you can't change being a woman, but you can change being overweight, you know. And I'm like, you're not shaming. I think, and you know what? Whatever people are gonna do with their lives, it's their life.
Well.
They have to live it. Like, I've been on both sides of the spectrum, and it's like, I just feel better when I'm thinner. Mm-hmm. I just feel better. I can fit in my clothes better. Mm-hmm. I can move easier. I can, you know, like, things, I just feel better in my body. So that's why I do it. I don't give a shit what anybody says. If I wanted to be 500 pounds, and I felt really confident and delicious in my body, and it was just, this is all me, and this is suck my dick, I would do it, but I just don't feel, I started not feeling well.
Right.
And so I just made a change because I didn't want to feel bad anymore.
Right.
Physically. I don't give a fuck what people think about
me. But what
really.
I'm saying about with all the shaming stuff is, I mean, to make a joke or point something out about somebody is shaming them in a sense.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like,
being a stand-up, you gotta watch what you're making fun of anymore.
Well, yeah.
Look at Louis C.K. and other people. Now, Louis C.K.
I didn't really see
piece
what
of
happened
shit.
There.
Okay, well, he's a piece of shit because
he
masturbated in front of girls.
Well,
now,
I know.
Okay. Now, he didn't say your masturbation material. He actually masturbated in front of them.
Yeah.
So there's a difference. But but now he did 2 jokes. One joke was about gender neutral people, where they say the pronouns are they and them, and he said his pronouns were something and something, and or up yours, up your mother's kind, or something. It was the premise was good. The punchline was bad. Now, granted, this is a show that's not taped for a Netflix special. Somebody pull out their cell phone and put these on the internet. The second joke was about the Parkland kids, the school shootings. say, why are these people, why are the kids testifying in front of Congress? Who are they? They didn't get shot. They pulled a fat kid in front of them, and I guess he's fat shaming. Fat kid in front of them and to block the shots. Why am I listening to him? Once again, not a great joke, but does he have the right to make those jokes? Should he be on stage after the Me Too thing?
He should. I think he should be allowed to say whatever he wants.
Right.
And I think it's like, what did Larry Flint say? That it's like the First Amendment doesn't protect the things you love. It protects the things you hate.
Right.
You know, so it's like, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. I think that's a stupid joke. Yeah. You know? And I just think that...
And I didn't paraphrase it, right? I'm not saying the joke the way he says it.
But remember that I did that joke about... Because this is a true... Like, I was really high, and I was writing... I was watching the Animal Kingdom about... they were like, the hyenas were fucking. And I'm like, the hyena woman did not look like she was enjoying herself.
Right.
And then he did the whole thing about rats fucking in the subway. And I was like, God damn it. Like a year later, remember when I did? And you were like, you really liked that joke. You're like, you should explore that.
Yeah.
And then I saw his special like a year later. And I'm going to say, like, so of course he didn't. But like, I was like, damn, it's like parallel thinking. And I can't do that joke anymore. And then it's like, he's a pariah now. And I can't even go back to that joke because people are going to think that this is about outwriting other stuff. But.
Right.
I think that it's not even about if he jerked off in front of anyone. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would probably have let him if I could open for him before he was a jerk. But he did it for 10 years.
No, I know. He's a piece
That's of why. Shit. It's just like, but it's like, you know, if you one time you made a mistake, you're like, okay, I was drunk and I just liked her and I just wanted her to look at my penis when I jerked off. And I'd be like, you know what? Like, you're gross. But it was like a continuous thing that, I mean, his wife was pregnant and he was married and he was kept continuously. And I'm like, come on, there comes a point when you're like, okay, like.
But I mean, it's something that people knew about.
Well, it's also men in power. I'm so over men in power that use their power to hurt women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, because you didn't get any pussy in high school. Now you got a little notoriety and you got a little bit of money. So you think you can make people feel badly about themselves and intimidate them into doing what you want them to do, like the Harvey Weinsteins, like the Bill Cosbys. You know, I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like, just because you didn't get pussy in high school, now you're rich. You feel like you can exploit and hurt women.
See, I didn't get pussy in high school, but... I'm not in a position
but you're
of power,
not,
but I wouldn't do that. It wouldn't even cross my mind.
You wouldn't do that anyway. Like so I guess it's like, I guess women could do it too. Like, you know, you get a little money and you're like, come here, honey. I mean, that's...
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, I think it's like anyone, and I think he said that, it's anyone that's abusing their power to intimidate and coerce people into doing things that they don't want to do, it's like, it's just, it's deplorable to me. So like...
Agreed.
I think that's what I really get angry about with him, you know? It's like completely so.
But I mean, the whole hashtag Me Too. I mean, anything can be misconstrued. Now, I'll give you an example. The director James Toback.
Oh yeah.
Now here's the thing. They say 300 girls came out against him.
300.
But here's what it was. There were about four or five that said, you know, he put me in a hotel room and he pours himself on me. If he did that once, he's a piece of shit. He should be in jail. However, 295 women said. He went up to him on the street, said, I'm a director, I can put you in a film, tried to hit it on them, and they walked away. Is that...
No.
Exactly.
I don't think that's... And then
that's a bad pickup line. That's what that is.
Yeah, and then it... But...
And apparently he did that to Julianne Moore twice. Like, he forgot he did it, like, 2 weeks before.
And it's just like, and then sometimes if there becomes a line, like, and it's like... Where it's like... we could talk about that whole Chris Hardwick thing that happened... And
yeah, what was your opinion on that?
Or the Aziz Ansari thing?
Since we're at the former Nerdist.
That's right, yeah. But I think that if there was no record, like she didn't leave, I mean, there were so many things. I mean, the one thing is her mom said that she was in the hospital and he was like, I guess I can't fuck her. But I'm like, maybe he's making a joke.
Well,
no, I don't know.
I know people that know Chris Hardwick and say he's an asshole.
He looks like an asshole. But
by the way, he's somebody that did get laid in high school and he is not a nerd. But... In this case, from what I've read, and I don't know all the whole story, her main complaint was, towards the end of their relationship, he would force himself on her and they would have, like, unloving sex. Now, we've all been in relationships where that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've all been in relationships where it's like, I guess I have to fuck him because we're still going out, but I don't want to do it. Well, in my case, I'd be a woman, but, you know.
But then it's just like, why don't you? I mean, I've been.
Now, if he blacklisted her, that's a whole different story. And from what I understand, he does do that to people, but not just her.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what she's, but I also feel like, you know, I hate that, but I just feel it's so tricky, but I almost feel like, why didn't you leave? Or
And then you gotta be touchy about everything.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. What do you think about that?
I didn't hear about that. Okay. I don't watch the news.
Okay. Well, this is the latest thing. And I'm going to skip over Bryan Singer because we got more happy birthday Facebook. But Liam Neeson was in an interview, and I don't know why the fuck he said this, but because he's in a movie where he gets revenge, you know, go figure. That's last 20 movies he's done.
Except High Spirits, which I love.
Yeah. But he said, they're like, have you ever, like, wanted to do that? He said, my friend was raped. And I asked her, like, who did this? And she said, it was a black guy. And he went out to the black part of town and was waiting for a guy to come at him so he could fucking beat the shit out of him and kill him. And now his career is pretty much over. Now, why you would admit that in an interview, I have no idea. However, he didn't act on it, but he admitted he thought about it.
I think he was, like, thinking with emotion. And when we speak through emotion and we don't think it through, it comes out wrong. And I'm guilty of that.
Well, but also we've all had fucked up thoughts.
We've all had fucked up thoughts, and you know what? He let it flow, and it was a mistake, and he's sorry. Get over it.
No, well, they canceled Kevin Hart too.
Kevin Hart said he was sorry.
They canceled his movie premiere, and they're even trying to petition to cut him out of the Men in Black movie.
That's fucked up. But look, like, at Trump. He can get away with whatever fuck he wants.
Well, Trump is Teflon. I don't want to get into.
He is fucking Teflon, asshole.
But Kevin Hart, too. What do you think of that?
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah?
It's not fair.
I don't think a lot of stuff is just like, or like, remember George Takei or whatever? Like, that the 19-year-old kid was like, oh, he, 20 years ago, we had dinner and then he didn't pay for my Uber or some shit. It's like, where are we drawing? Come on, like, these witch hunts. Like, I feel like it's a witch
hunt. Wait a second. What?
Uber George was 20 Takei years
didn't
ago.
Pay for the Uber?
Well, not the Uber 20 years ago. Or something.
Fuck
that,
him.
Or that he tried to kiss, and it was something very innocent. That it's like you're trying to find, like, it's like people are grasping for straws for something. I'm not trying to, I don't know, I'm not there, but like even Aziz Ansari, I'm like, he had a bad date. That's just my opinion. You know, I don't think.
George Takei might have a point if he didn't get his cab, but. Kidding, of course.
I saw something on the news too where they want permission to hold your hand. I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's supposed to be sweet and generic.
Well, have you guys experienced different things post Me Too? Have men been more respectful?
No. I mean, I've had guys still walk past me and grope my ass and come up to me.
We're not talking about Ron Jeremy.
Me.
We're talking about regular guys. So.
No, I'm not talking about Ron Jeremy. I'm talking about, regular guys.
Yeah.
I lost count of how many times I've been assaulted in my life.
Right. And that's unfortunate. How about you? Do you
I haven't nobody works? I was actually the other day, not to make a joke, to be like after you say
well, why start now?
I know, why stop? I'm like, well, yeah, why but I did go to get a coffee at 7-Eleven the other day and down the street from my house, and I walked by like about 6 or 7 construction workers and they did nothing. They did nothing. I was like, do you not see this? Is this not something you're interested in? Is this not something? They were like,
you know, like, you know why that was, because you lost that ass. Too skinny.
I know. I you know, I had junk in the trunk. I just want to clean it out finally.
Okay.
I
mean. Well, yeah, please. Anyway.
They're still in there. It's still there's still some left. Believe me.
I'll take your word for it. So Jamie Gendron had to say, Jamie's a very funny comic. She says that I love you, Hannah. Happy birthday. You felt like an old friend from the first time I met, and I adore you. My badass vegan queen of metal. That's my message for her.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Terry Huberman, we were trying to get on the show.
I want you to see you soon.
Yes. She said, have a happy, healthy, and prosperous year ahead.
Thank you, babe.
And Joy Villa, our friend, you said fuck Trump, and she's a Trump supporter, but she's still cool, so who cares?
Yeah. She is cool.
She says, oh, yeah, I love her. Tell her I adore her style and her cuteness. She's got charisma and a great mind.
Thank you, love.
Yes, and I'm trying to think. I think that's overwhelmed.
All,
I think that's all of them. I think that's all the I'm just double checking all the birthday greetings. So
from our lovely guest, thank you,
guests, friends, everybody. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, so it sounds like you're hacking up a lung, so I think it's about time to.
I apologize, guys. I'm trying so hard. I have these halls, and I have tea, and I'm fighting it.
That's okay. She just wants to get the Doomies. But anyway, before we go, Nikki Wants, always funny. I don't know.
I hope I wasn't bad. I didn't say anything bad, right? I wasn't trying to be like diplomatic.
Well, this is actually the nicest, most subdued time you're on. In this studio, actually, in either studio, because the first time you were with our friend Seraphim of Nazareth, who changed her name again.
She didn't get a talk though.
Well, anyway, so you got to talk today, but you talked, and then last time was a Stanton LaVey, and YouTube is not happy that you did talk, but you did.
What?
Oh, you didn't see that?
What happened?
Oh, we got a couple comments.
What was it?
They're like, tell that other girl the dark hair to shut up. We want to hear Stanton.
Whoever made that comment, fuck you.
Yeah, suck my dick.
You want me
seriously?
You're gonna bash me right now? I'm like, let's get off. You can bash me.
Come on, we're gonna give our Instagram.
I'm Satan shaming you. Let's see. I can see.
What did they tell me that I was fat too? No, fat girl.
Absolutely not.
Shut the fuck up, fatty.
Absolutely.
I wonder what they look like.
Tell that. You're gonna read mean comments to me right now.
Hey, it's like the, what's that
skit? Oh, my
skit?
God.
When the celebrities read mean comments about themselves.
Oh, can I read
laugh.
It? Can I read it myself?
Yeah, have her read
hold
them.
Hold on, I'm getting it
and
right
give
now.
Give a response.
Oh, okay.
So I let me just read it because I haven't read it.
Okay.
Stan LaVey, that would have been much better without Nikki interjecting. We could have heard more from him, from Jessica with the K. Hey, Jessica, you know what? I'm going to be at the Rainbow on Saturday night if you want to come talk to me. Ugly, she's ruining everything. Jessica, wish this girl with the brown hair would just shut up and talk. No one wants to hear from her. She's stupid. Oh my God. No, and then nobody cares about it. She said nobody cares. I don't know if that was about me. So I don't know, Jessica Faye. You are an amazing person. And you know what? I hope you get everything in your life that you want.
And deserve.
And deserve. You're precious.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Okay. So.
And you know what? I have Stanton's number if you will, you know. So.
Yeah. That's right. You got his number.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And she probably doesn't even, you know, her mom probably doesn't even call her. So.
She probably lives in her mom's basement.
She probably lives in her
West
mom's
Virginia.
Basement.
With a big,
it's okay.
Big
do you
pentagram
know what?
Posters and.
You and know. Her, like, self-made, like, little tattoo with a pentagram with Stanton's name on it.
It's like, I'm fucking, Jessica with
the
K.
My screensaver is
thank you, Jessica
Stanton
with
the
K.
K.
Well,
I appreciate
well, speaking
you
speaking
so
of that,
much.
Let's end the show on an up note. Because you were saying, I know that you had the guy that ate your kitty litter that was that into you. Have you had, as people told me, chuckle fuckers or groupies?
Yeah.
Yeah? Tell us about that.
Chuckle fuckers. I did sleep with a groupie.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. What happened?
In the very beginning. Because it was nice. Because I didn't have that kind of attention.
I've never had a chuckle fucker.
You never had a chuckle fucker?
Never.
One, I had one.
A chuckle fucker. I like that.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. I totally forgot
about, like,
it existed until right
somebody
now.
Talking to me the other night. They're like, oh, there's so many comedy groupies and chuckle fuckers. I'm like, really? I've never fucking met one. I mean, I've had girls come up to me after the show. You're really funny. And then they fucking just leave. Or they say hi, buy me a drink, and then you know, ignore me like everybody.
Do you kick any game though? I'm like, hey,
of course. Well, you know my game is how piss poor that is.
My game really isn't very good.
Oh, it's better than mine. You got guys eating kitty litter.
What about you and your kitty litter?
DJing, besides
all
these rock stars.
Yeah, I've had a lot of them.
Besides Edward Furlong and all these rock stars.
No, yeah, I mean, I actually have this really cool group of older like metal guys that would come and see me every Tuesday night, and they actually brought me. They would always pay me, and they would bring me some more music and everything like that. And they would just kind of hang out. They were all married. They were nice. But then I had my Saturday night crew and obsessed with me. And I still have that. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of them. They're going to be at my party.
Sweet.
Yeah, they spoil me.
Anyway, let's end on that cute note. Nikki, do you want people to follow you
I guess All Hail Miss Wants.
All Hail Miss Wants. And
yeah.
Check out it's still on Spotify and Stitcher and all those. There's Something Wrong With Me.
Yeah, it is, and on iTunes and everything.
iTunes, yeah.
On my hosting site still they billed me again, and I canceled it, but they keep and I'm like, why do you keep billing me? So I might bring it back.
Okay. Well, so, we'll look forward
there's
to.
Something wrong with me.
And probably your first guest right here.
Yeah.
If you have guests. I'll do it.
No, you
too. Like, yeah. You guys would, I mean, I got to figure out what I'm going to do, like, where I'm going to do it. What if.
But your whole thing was yourself. You just sit there and.
And then now I was actually reading headlines and getting really high.
Right.
And reading headlines and then saying what I think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So I might just go start doing that again because then awesome. I can do it at my convenience.
Right.
Because I'm very lazy. No, right. It's not lazy. It's stress.
Right.
I get that.
Or lazy.
And Hannah.
I want Oreos.
Oh, birthday message for Hannah since we got so many from everybody else.
Oh, no. Happy birthday, my angel.
Thank you.
You are perfect.
You
are perfect in every way, and I'm so happy that we're friends.
And
you're amazing.
Happy that we're friends too. Thank you.
So,
the magic of the studio.
The magic of the studio.
The magic of the studio, yes. Chris Hardwick had nothing to do with it. The magic of the studio. Hannah, once again, thank you. Thank you for being the host for a year. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for choosing me.
Of course. And there was a reason I chose you. And I hope you have a very happy birthday. I hope you have a very amazing year up ahead. I hope you find, and we didn't even get into it, your other post about how everybody wants love.
That's everybody wants love. Everyone.
I want love and Cannibal Corpse tickets. So come on, guys.
Well, I hope you get love and Cannibal Corpse tickets.
Oh. So
and Hail Hannah Bach on Instagram. And
Hail Hannah Bach 666.
That's right.
Instagram.
I forgot the 666. And Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.